Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The journey is like, how do we listen to these communications from the universe or our unconscious mind or God, goddess, the divine, whatever our relationship is to that higher power. It really is in communication with us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Radically Loved Radio. Hey, do you guys want me to do ASMR? If you want me to do an entire episode ASMR or have some ASMR meditations, just let me know. Send me an email.
I actually did get some emails from people asking if I would do a meditation like that. Have you heard of this ASMR? Wait, you were cutting out. I didn't hear you.
No, could you? Okay, this is an acronym that stands for...
So ASMR is autonomous sensory meridian response. So sometimes autosensory meridian response is a tingling sensation that typically begins in the scalp and moves down the back and the neck and upper spine. It's like a pleasant form of auditory tactile synthia or something, like some sort of process that creates this relaxation response in the body. I would say go Google it or YouTube it, but then you're going to fall down the rabbit hole just like I did. And it's one of those things where I didn't know if I actually was enjoying it or if it was irking me, because there's all these videos of people, you know, playing with things with like their long nails or tapping things or just doing some weird like eating sounds like that.
Oh, I don't think.
Yeah. It's so bizarre. Okay. It really is so wild. Why are we talking about that? I have no idea. You know, today's episode is all about trusting your truth. And I, for some reason, was compelled to talk about ASMR, I guess. I don't know why, you guys. Listen, it's been a long week, as every week usually is, but I have to say that after the summit, I just feel so incredibly grateful for this community and for all of you. And I know I say that all the time, but if we think about what radical love is, you know, radical love is this idea that we are supported by everything and everyone around us. I like to say everything because I'm such a huge nature
Oh, by the way, hi, Tessa's here. You guys.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry, it just kind of started. But I was going to say, we both, Tessa and I, are obsessed with nature. We love nature so much. And for those of you that are maybe a little bit more on the atheist tip, like Tori is, you believe in something more like Mother Nature. It's supporting you and caring for you, or the universe or source or whatever. For me, it's God. I have a very strong faith-based connection to the divine, to God. And so it's easy for me to go into the space of, yeah, I am supported, I'm loved, I'm guided. Mm-hmm. And so when talking about something like trusting your truth, today's guest is a dear friend of ours, Shannon Algio. He just wrote a book called Trust Your Truth. And I thought it'd be kind of a great way for us to go into this conversation by just talking about what that looks like for us, and what does that mean to us, and how do we continue to hold that integrity within ourselves. So I have a couple of questions for you, Tessa.
Oh, fire away. Ooh. I love it when you ask me questions.
It's so good. So this whole idea of, and you know that this is part of my book writing process and the book that I'm writing as well, is cultivating this discernment. And I really love how Shannon goes into detail in the book about having this mind, body, spirit connection and utilizing that as a way to be able to discern what that truth is for you. And so let's talk about a time where you didn't trust your gut. What was it? What happened? And can you just tell us a little bit about how you navigated that?
Yeah. So I feel like that was the better part of my 20s. As I navigated through, and I've talked a little bit about this before, but in relationship to instinct and being able to connect to my instinct to make decisions, that to me felt completely absent for this sojourn that I took through the corporate work world as an executive assistant for many different industries, including a law firm and venture capital, high-tech startup companies, healthcare. All throughout this, it was like a slide, and I know you can identify with this, Rosie. It was like a miserable Monday morning, and I would just like make this slog to the office. And that was my gut telling me, get out of this. What are you doing? You are killing your soul. Wake up, lady. Like, there's so much more to life. And it took me over a decade to listen to that, to get out of that. And you know what got me out of that? Meeting you, Rosie. I met you. I was still working my corporate job. I went through my first teacher training. And that to me was like coming home to my body, being able to connect to spirit again, because I had a strong sense of spirit as a child. I think we all do, right? We just kind of forget. And it was a reconnection to spirit. It was a reconnection to being in my body and loving it, loving the way I feel. And being able to listen to that symbiosis, that synergy of body and spirit, and really letting that guide my decisions. And it was a slow process. It wasn't like it happened overnight. Nothing, I think, usually, well, at least for me, I'm sure there are different personalities that like they'll have this aha moment, but it was a slow awakening for me. And I kind of like tiptoed out of my job. I did a part-time corporate job for a little while, and then they did a total riff, reduction in force of that part-time job. And then I was like a free bird, and it was like the universe saying, go fly away, grow into yourself and what you're supposed to be doing. And it's been a couple of years now. So gosh, it's such a process, you know,
yes.
It's building community. It's learning to trust yourself over and over again. And just falling on your face and trying again a million times, I would say. Surrounding yourselves with people that love you and that are going to hold you up is really important.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that so much. And I go back to that time, like 5 years ago when that happened. And I'm like, oh, wow, I remember that. I remember that, Tessa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wild. And look at where you are now. I mean, so incredible, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's the thing about being able to trust that. Obviously I can relate because we had similar types of jobs. I used to be an executive assistant to a celebrity trainer for many years, and or a handful of years. And although I loved what I did, it just, there was everything about me that I just knew I needed to do something else. I wanted to do something more. I know that my time, there was this click, something just happened where I just felt, wow, my life is happening right now. I was really into The Secret and The Power at that time. I was really reading a lot of Rhonda Byrne's stuff, and I just felt compelled to follow that and to trust that and to say, okay, how do I feel about the situation I'm in? And every morning, yeah, I would do that same slogging to work. It felt like I was trudging through the mud. Everything about my being just rejected, everything about what I was doing. It just felt so like, this is me being extremely dramatic, and that happens sometimes and it's okay. But I felt like I was just in physical pain. Like it just was painful to be doing something that was outside of what I felt called to do, which was going to teach yoga or working with people or learning more about health and wellness. Like, even though I was in the health and wellness industry, it still felt like I wanted to be doing more. I wanted to be connecting with people. You know, I didn't want to be doing the coordinating anymore. I wanted to be the one that was with people. I wanted to, you know, learn from people's experiences, and I wanted to share my own experiences. And at the time, it felt extremely gratuitous for me to quit my job, because it was during the height of the recession. Tori's business was not doing well. He was in the middle of this major lawsuit, and it felt like this is not the right time for me to quit my job, like at all. It felt very selfish. It felt very self-indulgent, and I didn't for a while. And then I just got to this place where, you know, people are like, what's the tipping point? What is it that finally gets you to that place? I just realized, and I just felt like, if I don't live my life right now today, nobody else is going to live it for me. Like, I need to live my life right now. And there were so many things I wanted to do, and they just weren't going to happen if I continued to give all of my time into the things that I was doing. And so I quit, you know, and I always, it's so funny. People always ask me, you know, I worked with people for a long time doing life coaching and health coaching, and people always come to me when they want to quit their job or, you know, they want to do these things. And I'm always like, oh, I don't know. You know, like, I wish I would have done things a little bit differently. Of course, hindsight's always 2020, but I'm glad